This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
What are the odds of an entry-level gambler getting some coaching and then winning the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas? Awfully long, as it turns out. The writer Colson Whitehead got Grantland, a website supported by ESPN, to give him $10,000 to try. The results of his undertaking are chronicled in a book that's published today called The Noble Hustle. Mr. Whitehead, good to meet you.
Howdy do. Thanks for having me.
So you knew how to play poker going into this, but you weren't a lean, mean poker playing machine, right?
No, I was very excited about the assignment. They were going to pay my entrance fee to the World Series of Poker. Unfortunately, my regular buy-in is $5. So I quickly learned that I was very unprepared to play casino tournament poker, which is very different than your casual game.
What did you learn during that training process? Give me one tip at least.
You know, in movies, you see people with poker tells, like when they get aces, they start tugging on their ears or jumping up and down. Generally, it's not as extravagant. You learn a lot more from betting patterns, how people are betting hand to hand, round to round. And that sort of gives a real key to what a player is up to.
When you go to the casinos, there's not much you can do to increase your odds against the casino, the house, as a professional gambler once told me. But he said, if you want to win, enter a tournament. And that's what you're doing because you're playing against other players.
Sure. I mean, when I started training, going to Atlantic City, I would play tournaments all day. And they're $70, $80. And you can just cram in a lot of playing time and not spend hundreds of dollars losing.
Tell me about Robotron.
Robotron is the new generation of poker players. They're weaned on internet play, and by stereotype, they're in their parents' basement playing 10 games at once on online poker sites, cramming 20 years of experience into a year and a half of play. Once the feds shut down the online sites, they all came to casinos and they had to start interacting with humans for the first time.
They range toward the geek side of the scale.
Well, I mean, you know, they're wearing sunglasses, their iPads are plugged into their ears, and they're wearing hoodies, so they look like the Unabomber. And they're very aggressive, and they're sort of upturning the rules of how poker's played in casinos now. And me and my brethren, the sort of scared middle-aged dudes who are very anxious, are just giving our money away.
Colson Whitehead is author of the brand-new book, The Noble Hustle. Mr. Whitehead, thank you.
Thanks a lot. It was fun.